This is Michael Marsalek. I'm at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival, which is happening all week long in Big Fork, Montana at Flathead Lake Lodge. We have a series of 6-7 nights of concerts and activities, all sorts of classes. Students from all over the country, all over the world are here. I'm visiting with David Green, one of the board members, and a longtime part of this festival. Nice to speak with you, David.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, kind of from your perspective, how things have really blossomed into the kind of festival that I think everybody hoped. You started out, I remember hearing a talk about, gosh, let's make Big Fork, Montana in the summer a destination for guitar, and it's really become that.
It really has. I sort of look at it as the little festival that could. It just started out so small, and then it got a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger, and we've been adding more nights, and we've had more students, and it really has sort of come to fruition with David Pfeffer, who is our founder's sort of overall goal of making the Flathead Valley sort of the center for guitar collaboration and teaching and bringing artists in. There is nothing like this anywhere in the world where you have a workshop along with a festival and the artists coming in and teaching. It's just sort of magic, and it's just been serendipity how it's happened.
Really a national, international draw. You have students, once again, if I understand, from multiple continents
all over the country, all over the world, multiple continents. And we've sort of changed a little bit in the last year or two where we've been really reaching out to identify great young guitar artists from around the world and trying to bring them in as either scholarship students or fellowship students and giving them the opportunity to spend a whole week with sort of their mentors and their heroes in the guitar world. And there's this sort of wonderful magic that goes on between the artists and the students. And you can see it on the grounds here. Of course, you have just a beautiful place in Flathead Lake Lodge. But you can see them sitting out and playing together and tuning their guitars and trying to learn from each other. It's a really wonderful experience. It's wonderful to have the performances and have these great artists. And you can't find a $35 ticket anywhere in Montana that has this quality of artists. I mean, that's sort of neat. And we do that because we want to be part of the community. But the real magic happens day in and day out from 8 o'clock in the morning till even after the concerts are over with this mix of 100 participants, 100 students, and all of our artists in residence. It's really, as I said before, it's a little bit of magic that goes on here. And we see that the artists are trying to give back to the next generation of students. And they actually love coming for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, Montana. What kind of a draw is that? I mean, it's the most beautiful place in the world. We all live here, and that's why. And we're bringing a lot of new people to experience Montana. But they come here because there is this incredible relationship that they have with the audiences each night and with the students during the day. And they say, at least everyone that I've talked to who've come here, they say there's nothing like it anywhere.
I was talking with Lee Ritenour last year before the performance, and he's been here, I think, every year, right?
Right.
Amazing guitarist. Played on thousands of recordings, and he talked about how important it is as a performer to have that educational component, to be passing on to the next generation, to pass on that wonderful knowledge that he has with students, and that it's rare for some of the artists that come to get the chance to work one-on-one or in small groups with students.
Yeah, a lot of them have never done that before, and they find it very invigorating and refreshing. I think the whole world of music is changing so much, concerts and records and CDs, it's all changed where people make money and, how they go about and conduct their business. And it's sort of like going back to sort of the crucible here. It's going back to the foundations of what they love. They love to just play. They love to teach. They love to have an experience with other artists and collaborate. And we are able to have sort of a hotbed for that. That doesn't exist anywhere else.
Well, most people know by now that there are public performances, 6 nights of public concerts, you've got student concerts, night after night of just fabulous music happening. right here at Flathead Lake Lodge, a tent that holds, what, 1,000 people practically?
Yeah, we have about 900 people that come, and, you know, part of them are our sponsors and our donors, and part of them are ticket players and payers, and obviously the participants get to come every night, too, and they're sitting right in the front rows watching their heroes play.
If people are interested in coming to concerts through the rest of the week, why don't you give the website ticket information?
Yeah, you can get tickets. We have some great concerts still left at crownguitarfest.tix.com. crownguitarfest.tix.com, and you'll be right there with everybody else.
There are concerts all the way through Saturday night. Saturday night's the big extravaganza. Dweezil Zappa, so many performers each night, and we invite you to go online and check out the full schedule.
Yeah, the great, I think the most wonderful value ticket of the whole week is Saturday, because all the artists are coming back for encore performances. It should be just a fabulous night.
I've been talking with David Green today, one of the board members of the Crown of the Continent Guitar Foundation and Festival. It happens here at Flathead Lake Lodge. Montana Public Radio is here. We'll have our live broadcast of Monday night's concert with Madeline Peru and John Harrington. That concert will be 8 o'clock on Friday night. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you very much, and thanks for all the help from Montana Public Radio.